Italy's Måneskin has had their second rehearsal here inside Rotterdam Ahoy at Eurovision 2021. They were up first on this Saturday morning, and they were followed by Germany's Jindrik on that gorgeous ukulele. Shall we talk about it?
Let's do this.
You know what, guys? Italy is near the top of the betting odds for a reason. This is elevated. Unlike Blind Channel, which kind of hit you in the face constantly throughout the performance with like strobes nonstop, this sort of goes on more of a journey. So yes, there are the dramatic effects, the pyro, the golden showers, the strobes, but it's done in a more progressive way in the sense that you start kind of gray, and then it builds, and by the end it's very bright. You go on a journey. One of my favorite moments here is when the golden shower, a la...
Which is pyro, can you clarify?
The golden shower waterfall, a la El and Nikki Azerbaijan 2011, you know, the curtain of sparks, that falls at the same time enormous fire geysers erupt from the stage. It's a lot going on at the climax, but my God, it is memorable.
Mm.
We always say, oh, this feels like a rock concert, but this felt like an elevated rock concert. They're doing rock in a high-class way. The costumes are very glam rock today, kind of a mahogany, cherry, dark cherry red color, same vibe, suspender. The women have more fringe this time. Hank, do you not notice the guitarist? She had fringe.
Victoria, yeah. The woman.
The woman. Oh, did I say women?
Yeah.
Sorry, it's very, very early. I haven't had my coffee. The woman had the fringe. She's so much woman is the thing. She's so powerful that I see a sea of women.
It also looks as though, I don't know if it was fringe. Maybe she's like holding a scarf or something.
I thought it was fringe because it was like all hanging. But she just absolutely slayed this. My goodness, this could win. This could really win. You know, France is the emotional, Malta's dancey. This is a totally different vibe. Do you know what I mean? This is a totally different vibe. And depending on Europe's mood on the night, I could see this coming out on top with the televote.
OMG. Måneskin has won my heart. You look at these four souls together and it's what you feel is love. They're just so amazing, so deep. They listen, they pay attention. There's something about them that is just so entrancing. So I talked about how there was like this icicle effect in first rehearsals, and Damiano comes out and it's like he's kind of walking through the icicles. Well, they've made the whatever it is coming from the ceiling, they've made it more uniform this time. And so it's not as though he's avoiding icicles, but he comes out and he comes front and center of the stage. And as William shared, there's more red and mahogany in their outfits. Now, what I notice again is Victoria's back is covered, and I thought she was holding a flowy red scarf, perhaps not, but this is what Damiano looks like. There's this whole suspender effect. I mean, he's more handsome than this, but there's a suspender effect down the sides and the front and the back. The suspenders are crossed. His pants are high-waisted. There are like, and they all have on something similar. So there are crosses all the way down the leg and in the crotch area. I think just where the skin shows through. I love this performance. We've still got that dead drop where he lands on his left side. It's just amazing.
Could you see this winning Eurovision?
Heck yeah. I would love for this to win Eurovision because they're just so lovely on top of being talented and dynamic.
What's interesting to me is the song, for me, over time has kind of declined. However, the stage show has elevated so much. And we need to remember this is a TV competition. And when you pair the two together, the song with the visuals, this is epic. I am so here for this. You can't stop watching it when it's on. They're entrancing. Damiano is just in his own world, absolutely slaying. And you want to be part of that world? Victoria, oh my goodness, all of them are bringing something special to the table.
See, so the song for me has elevated, but it's their sweetness that I'm just in love with. I think I'm in love with all four of them because they're just precious people.
Absolutely. All right, we need to review the next song. This was Germany's Jindrik with I Don't Feel Hate. And I've got to say, I felt like this had more energy and pace today. There was more drive. I think that they've reduced those wide shots so he doesn't get as swallowed as much. Previously, I was quite bored in the horn sections, but now they've really, I don't know, it was subtle tweaks. What's interesting to me is how this compares to what came before it. I think if he were in the show and had to perform after Italy, it would be DOA, Dead on Arrival, because the contrast is so stark that Yindrik, with all his energy, feels lifeless following Italy, if you know what I mean, because Italy is so in your face. So hopefully in the running order, Yindrik will end up performing after, I don't know, a ballad, or after something mellow, because I do worry about how this will do in terms of contrasts.
The staging definitely changed a bit today. You open up with Yindrik, so you've still got like these black and white like comment things or newspaper clippings. It kind of looks like kind of big, comic bookish newspaper type things in black and white. But in the center of the stage, there's not a turquoise and not a dark blue, but sort of just a pale sky neon blue dome. And it opens up with Yindrik right there. And the paint, the bursts of paint are that much brighter. At one point, there's this aquarium there that reminds me of the video. So much energy, so much fun. They are having a good time together. And I've got to say, I think that's what matters. They are having fun. So they have already won. Not the contest, but just in general.
Thank you so much, Miss Amity. Are there any improvements or things that you would suggest to take this to the next level?
Well, it's a fun, quirky song, and the quirkiness comes across. I don't have any recommendations.
My favorite parts are when you just see Yindrik up close. I think he's got so much charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. I just love when he's like the focus, and they do keep him in the focus for the most part. Mm. It's just those moments where, you know, I don't know, when it goes to the finger or goes somewhere else, I'm like, bring him back. But I know you have to keep a performance dynamic.
I like the moments where it goes to the finger. It's funny.
It's a cute finger. Yeah, no doubt. In any case, that's what we think. What do you think? Did either of these grow for you significantly today? Do you think Italy can win? What about Germany? Let us know here on WeWeBlogs.
Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, share, comment, tune into our live streams, join Deben on his Instagram Live, open up. We will see you later.
Bye.
Bye.